Good morning, Providence Church, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's always one of the things I look forward to here is to talk about forgiveness each week. I know for some of us we might get tired of hearing that word, but that's why we are here, because we are a forgiven people. We're here because Christ won, and Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. And the gospel is the message that victory has been achieved, the king has been exalted, and you are forgiven, and so am I. And we're here now to confess our sins, because in the state that we're in, because of the residual nature of sin and its effects in our lives, we find ourselves continuing in sin. And so God invites us once again to recognize that, to confess our sins, and to praise Him one more time for the great forgiveness we have in Him. To do that this morning, I'd just like to talk with you a little bit about the priest Aaron and what a screw-up he was. It's amazing that God used him in the midst of his sinfulness. You know the story about Sinai. Moses was up on Mount Sinai with God. And while he was up there, God was revealing His law to him. In essence, this was God's constitution for His people, to tell them how to live and how to govern themselves in all areas of life. The problem was that Moses was gone for some time, 40 days, and the people got restless. And these recently liberated slaves demanded then that Aaron do something about this. And they wanted some kind of physical representation of God to worship, and Aaron went along with the request, and he fabricated for them a golden calf. And then terrible consequences follow, and this is what happens because we live in a world where God is in covenant, and one of those things, that what that means in one sense is that God takes sin seriously, and even upon His people who sin, He brings discipline and judgment, and that's what happened. And thousands died because of this act, this corporate act that Aaron and the people of God engaged in. But amazingly, Aaron's life was spared. Why so? Since it is Aaron, and as their leader in Moses' absence, he was the one who actually was responsible for the actions of the people. Representatively, it was Aaron's fault. He allowed them to fall into this. And in fact, he even promoted it. He is the one that let them get out of control and run wild, and plus he even joined in and participated with the people in the blatant idolatrous worship of the golden calf. So why was his life spared? Not only spared, but eventually he was actually made the high priest of Israel. Well, the answer is obvious, isn't it? God was merciful to him. Aaron, along with many others, were reinstated into a relationship with Yahweh. But this did not happen, if you note in the text, until they confessed their sins and repentance was made on the part of him and the others. This incident underlies the problem of sin that we all face. Even God's chosen high priest faced it. It was not because Aaron was more personally holy that God chose him. He was as much a moral failure as the rest of the people there that day, and as the rest of us. Like Peter, he knew what it was like to deny the Lord. But through all this, Aaron came to know more clearly what it means to stand before God in this way, and in this way alone. It's by God's grace, and by God's grace alone. When God chose Aaron for the task of being high priest, God makes it crystal clear that even though he is to be God's high priest, he will not be able to save anyone, will he? Not be able to save a single soul. Not even be able to save himself. But we know there is a high priest who can save. The high priest does not come from the line of Aaron or the tribe of Levi. His standing originates with the order of Melchizedek, an entirely different priestly order, one of non-human origin. And his name is Yeshua, and we call him Jesus. But there is a connection between the two high priests. They both knew temptation. Jesus was not insulated or immune from temptation. He knew Aaron's failure. He knows ours. But unlike Aaron, Jesus does not succumb to the temptation. He does not let the people run wild, and he did not fall into the sin as the order of Levi did. And because of this, Jesus, unlike Aaron, is the true priesthood of grace. And he's the one that restores Aaron and many of the people of Israel when they sinned at the base of Mount Sinai. And he is the high priest of grace that can restore us as we, like Aaron, have failed, and as we, like Aaron, confess our sins and turn from them. So praise God for his mercy. Our priesthood of grace, Christ, longs to forgive and longs to invite us into his presence. So let's confess our sins together and rejoice in the grace of God.